Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Hey guys, it's ASMR Below, and today is a Halloween special. So I just wanted to tell you a bit about my ghost stories. So I put the mood in the video and let's start right now. Okay, so my first one was when I was in Scotland, basically in Edinburgh. You've got all, I think it's called like the most haunted place in the UK. So there are basically vaults under the city. So it's apparently where the less rich people were. They were like in prison and stuff. So apparently it was awful. Like it was a long time ago, so I don't really remember what happened in these vaults, but yeah, so there was like a ghost tour. So we had a guide and we were five, like me, my friend, the guide, and a couple, and we went there at night because obviously that's like me. So we went to hunt the ghost and to know more about them in these walls, because apparently it's very, very haunted. So I feel so scary. Okay, so at one point, there's like a lot of stories, but at one point we had these small machines, like the Ghostbusters machines. I don't know if you see what I mean, but they're basically like detecting some kind of energy going on around you. So we each separated, which seems kind of crazy when you think about it, because they're like haunted vaults and it was very dark, let's say. And I just walked around and with my friend, and for like 5 minutes we didn't feel anything, like the machine wasn't making any sound. And then at one point we felt something, like the machine started ringing like very loudly on my right side. Like I was doing this and then it started ringing, and my friend was putting her machine the same side and it was ringing, and then suddenly it disappeared on the right, and then it started ringing on my left. So I was like, okay, fine. We started running back to the guide, and it's so weird because like her machine and my machine were doing the same sounds at this like same places, so it was quite weird. But that's definitely not like the worst thing that I felt here. There was like one room in the vaults where the guy was saying, oh, what was he saying? Yeah, he was talking about like a boy. Like a ghost boy, I don't know how you call that, but apparently a lot of women and kids were seeing him when they were doing these trips. And for example, he told us a story about this little girl that was playing around with this kid, I guess, and then her mom was like, what are you doing? And then the girl was like, oh, I'm playing with this boy. But no one could see any boy. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I had a dress with tights. felt something like pulling my dress and like scratching a little bit my tights, and it was the weirdest feeling. Like it was so strange. Like I was like that. My friend was like, dude, there's like something like touching my leg or something. I was really, really scared. And then suddenly, the guy was saying, actually at the same time, he was saying, so how he basically makes people feel that he's here is that he pulls the clothes, or like he just like, you know, he plays with the clothes and stuff like that. I was like, dude, I don't know. It was something weird. Like, I don't know, the guy didn't really see me, and like he could have said that because he saw me feeling something with my dress or something. But then when we went out of the tour, each ghost story was written on like rocks or something, and then it was actually written that the boy touched the clothes and like scratched people's legs and stuff to make himself, you know, make people kind of see him, feel him. So I was so freaking scared. Like, I'm not really scared, but it was like the best feeling to have felt something. I'm kind of creepy. I'm a creepy girl. But yeah, that was so fun. And yeah, that's what I felt there. My other story was, it was at the university. Basically, I graduated from law last May, I think, last April, May, June, something. And actually, I was in a university, and on my first year, I was sleeping in on campus. So basically, I was living with six other people, and we only shared the kitchen. So at one night, I think it was like in the middle of the year, I was sleeping, and then I think it was like 4 a.m. I heard shouting. Like, it's so weird. I woke up like, I don't know. It like the shouting was so loud that it actually woke me up. And I'm like, okay, I watch Criminal Minds literally every day. I watch Serial Killers every time. Like, I watch Serial Killers documentary, let's be clear. And I at that point, I used to have sort of like a tiny knife just in case something happened under my pillow. It's so freaky. Heard the shouting, like it was like a lot of boys shouting and then just one girl screaming, help me. So like, as a girl, you can imagine that I was like freaking scared. But the only thing I could think of, I pulled my phone to text one of my friends and to say, like, just in case you don't see me tomorrow, I heard something in a corridor. You know. So I took my knife, and I was literally out of my room. I was like, okay, I don't want to die, but I can't let that girl just like be harassed or something. I didn't know what happened. So like, the screaming was so freaking loud, and I went out of my room, and I looked, basically there was a corridor, and then there was a door with like a window to see outside, you know, like through the stairs. And then I went through the corridor. No one was out of their rooms. I was like, cowards. But then I looked through the window. At that point, all the shouting stopped. So So I was a bit like, we never know. And I looked through the window and there was absolutely nothing. So I have absolutely no idea what happened that night. But the only thing I know is that my friend didn't reply. Like, the morning after, he was like, what was that yesterday that you're doing? But anyway, I have great friends. So yeah, that was one thing. And then next story is, okay, basically before I used to live in France with my parents. Like, we had this family flat. I have like one brother and one sister. Like, we were living in the same roof with my parents. So this house, like the building in itself, was very, very old, because it was like Napoleon old, that kind of old, you know. And basically, there was this kind of legend going on. I think it was true because it was like very well known in this part of the town that under the buildings, they're like, I have no idea how you call that in English, but basically I think it's like where people used to be, like the bodies of people used to be thrown or something like that, which is amazing. Like, thank God I didn't know that when I was a kid. And so when you came in building, there was the lift, and then behind the lift there used to be this condemned door. And for some reason, with my siblings, we always used to like run straight up the stairs because we were so... That was my brother. That was not a monster. If you heard it. We used to be so scared of that condemned door that we used to like sprint up the stairs. And for some reason, it gave a chilly feeling, like you didn't want to be near it. And so this flat that we had was very old. Like, before us was there was a very, very old couple, and I think they died probably. I don't know, I have no idea. I was very small, young when we bought it. So I just remember that the first time I set foot in the flat, it was like all ruins, like it was all grey, and it was really weird because there was like this small fountain where you could actually drink water, and it was like on the floor for some reason, and like the floor was cracked and stuff. Like, it was horrible. But yeah, my mother has very good taste, fortunately, so she made a very nice light after that. But I'm probably gonna whisper at that point. Maybe some of you are asleep then. So there was this old couple, and I don't know, that I am convinced until now that this flat was, or like the whole building actually, was completely haunted, because that was adorable. That was freaky, right? Okay. That was my brother. He's so creepy. Okay. Anyway. Sorry. So, oh my god, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, okay. I was confused. Sister were moving furniture like for like an hour. Like it was crazy. Like every night at the same hour, we used to hear that, and it's so annoying, especially when you sleep. But like at one point, we asked my mother and my parents to actually go up and like talk to the people living upstairs, but that was creepy. The people upstairs that actually opened to my mother told her that it was four different flats. Like we used to have this big flat at the first floor, and at the second floor there used to be like four different flats. So like basically the people living up my sister's room and the people living up my room were completely different. Like they were not the same people moving the furniture at the same time every night. So it was freaking creepy. That was like the first kind of thing that we noted. Another thing that we noted was that when I first hired my dog, for a few months, he used to look up at the light, like at the ceiling in the living room, and he used to like bark all the time, which was super annoying. But like we didn't really, you know, think anything of it until a lot of babies, like cousins, like new cousins, or like, yeah, cousins basically, when they were babies, they used to look up the same spot on the freaking ceiling, and they used to cry. So like, I don't know, at one point you kind of get used to it, to be honest.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
My mother, you have to know that my mother is like, she doesn't believe in anything. She doesn't believe in God. She doesn't believe in like ghosts or anything. Like she's not into that at all. But once, apparently, that's what she told me. So everyone knew apart from me, because she knew that my phone rang. So like I believe in ghosts like very seriously. So she didn't want to tell me until like we actually moved out. haunted, and but I don't believe that there were, like, you know, evil or something, like cliche ghost kind of thing. If there was something, I think that was that old couple, and they didn't, like, you know, we've lived
like at a certain
synagogue and said, "Here is the bride." And she was like following with her finger, something that no one else could see. Just saying. So yeah, that was the first story with her. The second is even more unsettling, since it was in the house. Like, I always go there. I always go there, I always like sleep there and stuff. I was actually there at that point. So I was in the house, like just like, you know, having, taking a nap, I think I was taking a nap. And then my sister and her two daughters, it was in the summer, so everyone was out in the gardens and stuff like that. And like they were playing in the swimming pool, like a small swimming pool. And then there's basically like two floors. There's like first floor where I was sleeping, and then there's second floor where there's like my sister's bedroom and stuff, and like the, all of the bedrooms. And so my niece, my youngest niece, said to my sister, like, who was upstairs. And like, because she was looking at a window, she was like, who's upstairs? And my sister knew that I was sleeping downstairs. And like, I can assure you, I didn't move from that room. Like, I don't even remember it. And she said, my sister said, there's no one upstairs. And my niece said, yes, there's someone at the window. So they slept here.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.